Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, January 23rd. Currently with fog and mist conditions, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is northeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.06. The dew point is 29 degrees. The current visibility is 6 miles. And the wind chill is 26 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A Dodge City man was seriously injured in a crash while running from police on Saturday night.
Local law enforcement was notified and a search was carried out. The 72-year-old man was found in the snow by an Ellis Sheriff's deputy at 9:06 p.m. suffering from hypothermia. He may have hit his head and couldn't get back to his car. The man was taken to Hazmed for treatment. The family's pets were found safe and returned. No additional information on the man's condition is available at this time.
Governor Laura Kelly announced personnel changes within her office. Josh McGinn has been named the Assistant Secretary of Agriculture at the Kansas Department of Agriculture. He most recently served as Policy Director within the Governor's office. Governor Kelly also announced that former Representative Jim Gardner joins the Government Affairs Division as a legislative liaison. He was a member of the Kansas House of Representatives from 2016 to 2023, serving 4 years as a ranking member of the House Tax Committee. Those changes are in effect now. There's more on the governor's website. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Kansas Bureau of Investigation official told lawmakers on Thursday that crimes against children, cybersecurity threats, and fentanyl are some of the top areas of concern for the state's law enforcement agencies. KBI Executive Officer Robert Stewart is one of several KBI officials under the guidance of Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach who have repeatedly warned about the dangers of fentanyl. And Kansas Bureau of Investigation Director Tony Matavi spoke to the State Board of Education earlier this month, warning of the threat of cartel-manufactured opioids for Kansas students, saying it's cheap, it's easy to make, and it's easy to transport. He added that it does not take much fentanyl to kill one of our kids. The most recent data on child mortality in the state puts the number of 2021 child fentanyl-related deaths at 9. A figure far outstripped by the number of child homicide deaths and child deaths by suicide. For the same year, there were 32 child homicides and 29 suicide deaths. The synthetic opioid is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine, but the extent of fentanyl spread in Kansas is unknown. One KBI report puts the number of positive fentanyl tests conducted in the KBI laboratory at 953 in 2023, up from 692 positive tests the year before. Stewart said the KBI was also committed to investigating crimes against children as well as increasing cybersecurity. And he added that with cyber crimes, the attacks they see are getting bigger and bigger, more frequent and more complex and more successful. A KBI report estimates Kansans lost $58 million in cyber crimes in 2022, and Kansans sent 2,399 complaints to the KBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center for the same year. Stewart said the KBI's budget enhancement requests, which will be released in the coming weeks, will reflect these concerns. Job seekers are encouraged to take part in the first State of Kansas Agency's Virtual Job Fair 2024, hosted by Kansas Works from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, January 24th, and the virtual fair will highlight a host of employment opportunities across the state's 98 government agencies, with more than 700 positions available. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the Sunflower State is on a dominant trajectory of growth, and their agencies are looking for the right talent to continue this momentum. So if you're interested in joining a winning team, he said there's no better time than the present. Registration is required to participate in the event, regardless of your previous participation. The virtual job fair portal features a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are also encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device. However, it's highly recommended to use a computer to be most effective during the job fair. If a job seeker does not have access to a personal computer, they are available at Kansas Works offices as well as local libraries throughout the state. Any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. To register for the January 24th State of Kansas Agency's virtual job fair, you can visit kansasworks.com. Placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots have declined for a second consecutive month, as the USDA reports that 1.704 million head of cattle entered feedlots in December of 2023, which is down 4% from December of 2022, implying tighter market-ready supplies later this year. And most of those placements were cattle weighing less than 800 pounds. Marketings during December fell 1% to 1.253 million head, while the total number of U.S. cattle on feed on January 1st was up 2% at 11.93 million head. And those on feed included 7.195 million steers and steer calves and 4.735 million heifers and heifer calves, both 2% above last year. The numbers look mostly neutral to slightly supportive for cash and future prices, but that will also depend on demand. The USDA's biannual cattle inventory report will be out on Wednesday, January 31st at 2 p.m. Central Time. In Kansas, on feed, there were 2.48 million head, which is up 4% from January 1st, 2023. Placements were 395,000 head, 9% lower than December of 2022, and marketings were 405,000 head, which is an increase of 11% on the year. In Nebraska news, two people escaped Monday after a fire broke out at a house in Waverly. Chief Lancaster County Sheriff's Deputy Ben Houchin said the call came in at around 4:15 a.m. near 149th and Castlewood Streets, and several units from several area fire departments responded. He said the home was engulfed in flames when the crews arrived, and a 53-year-old woman and her 24-year-old son were able to get out of the house unharmed. The home, valued at $350,000, was a total loss, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. A man died last weekend after a pickup truck went into a creek in eastern Nebraska. At around 7:30 a.m. on Sunday, a passerby saw a vehicle in a creek on 180th Street southwest of Springfield. When first responders arrived, they found a Chevrolet Silverado upside down in the creek, and the vehicle's only occupant, 36-year-old Jeremy Sturr of Louisville, was found dead inside, according to the Sarpy County Sheriff's Office. Authorities think that he went off the road at a curve, and the Sheriff's Office said the crash happened a few hours before the vehicle was found. An autopsy has been scheduled. Grand Island police are investigating after a flatbed trailer was reported stolen from a business. According to the Grand Island Police Department, at around 2:45 p.m. on Friday, officers responded to Titan Machinery, 3721 Highway 2, after the shop manager reported a flatbed tilt trailer valued at $25,000 was taken from the business parking lot sometime between January 10th and Friday. Captain Dean Elliott said the trailer was not used that often, so Titan Machinery did not realize it was stolen until Friday. And he added that there's no surveillance footage, nor there is no... Is there a suspect at this time? Anyone with information on the theft is encouraged to contact the Grand Island Police Department at 308-385-5400. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on Monday, January 15th, Principal Kieswetter reported that they had a good first semester, and he said he's proud of the staff at the high school, and he said they had a good in-service day with good positive teamwork. Principal Kieswetter talked about the new curriculums that have been implemented and how well the staff and students are adapting to the changes. He said the district leadership team, TASN, has met six times this year, while also noting that they always have the best interests of the students and they're a data-driven group. He reported that all the activities and athletics are going well for Norton thus far, and he loves how Norton High School prides themselves on a positive winning culture. Parent-teacher conferences were student-led and had 100% attendance, and the work-based learning program has 22 students this school year. Finally, he announced that graduation is May 12th. Principal Johnson reported that enrollment has increased from 107 to 109. He said that 50 8th grade students received their Hunter Safety Certificate in the first semester, and Mr. Delamont will be certifying the 7th graders this semester. Mr. Johnson said they're using IPS Zello for grade checks and weekly goals to get kids thinking about possible career paths and college or technical post-secondary work. They have MTSS reading groups three times a week and social-emotional character development every Friday. He then mentioned the TASN leadership group that he serves on with Mrs. Manning. He said there are 40 junior high kids that participated in the Young Entrepreneurship Challenge program, and he also reported on the fall and winter sports participation numbers. Principal Murray reported that enrollment increased to 406 from 401. She said that the six new staff members are all great additions to Eisenhower, and the Culture Committee has incorporated a staff spotlight to help the community get to know staff a little bit better, and the feedback has been nice to see. She then wanted to recognize how above and beyond the teachers and staff at Eisenhower Elementary School go as far as professional development, and she said they're signing up for extra classes and training to continue to learn more to be better educators for the children at USD 211. Principal Murray said you can feel confident about what's happening in the Eisenhower building with these students and educators. She also said that she's excited about Greg Tang coming to town, and she expressed that you are free to stop by Eisenhower Elementary School to see what's happening over there. Let the good things grow is the motto at Eisenhower Elementary School, and being positive, being responsible, being honest, being your best, and being kind are some of the ways that they like to start the day at Eisenhower. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Tuesday, January 16th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9:30 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Resolution 2024-04 was presented to the commission, and Resolution 2024-04 is a resolution appointing deputy county surveyors, as KSA 58-2005 requires that subdivision plat or plat of survey be reviewed by the county surveyor or deputy surveyor before such may be recorded. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to adopt Resolution 2024-04, with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. Wayne Dietz and Brian Burlier were then appointed deputy county surveyors for Norton County, Kansas, for an annual term ending December 31, 2024. Leslie Fonenstil, the Norton County Health Director, reported to the commission with department activities, and Leslie stated that they have been working with the Ambie Home for immunizations and that she will have an employee retiring in the near future. The commission had a telephone conference call with James Gambrell, the K-Camp claims representative. The commission spoke about a claim that is pending acceptance for the JD tractor and asked if there would be a buyback option. James stated that he will provide the commission with additional information on the option. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the January 8, 2024 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0, and the meeting was then adjourned until January 22nd. Laura L. Craig, passed away Thursday, January 18, 2024, at the Ambie home in Norton, Kansas, at the age of 81. Mass of Christian burial will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday, January 27th, at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton, with Father Matthew Cohen officiating. Burial will follow at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Prior to the service, a rosary will be held on Friday, January 26th at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church at 9:30 a.m. Memorial contributions may be made to Hospice Services Incorporated or the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church. Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having ham and cheese, homemade bun, creamy coleslaw, pork and beans, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dog, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham and scallop potatoes, French bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a chance of freezing drizzle and widespread dense freezing fog. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 32 with an east wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of freezing drizzle, widespread dense freezing fog, and it should be cloudy with a low around 28 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. On Wednesday, there's a chance of freezing drizzle before 1 p.m. and widespread dense freezing fog, mainly before 10 a.m. Should be cloudy on Wednesday with a high near 36. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 26. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be partly sunny with a high near 45. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers after noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with the high near 43. On Saturday, mostly sunny with the high near 47. On Sunday, sunny with the high near 53. And on Monday, it should be sunny with the high near 56. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is northeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.06. The dew point is 29 degrees. The visibility is 6 miles. And the current wind chill is 26 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that we will host our 75th annual meeting at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 18, 2024, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided to those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling the office at 785-877-5191 by March 13, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Chiefs received more positive news than expected after an MRI on All-Pro guard Joe Tooney revealed that he suffered a pec strain in Sunday's 27-24 victory over the Bills. According to NFL insider Adam Schefter, Tooney's status will be tracked throughout the week. It is still up in the air, but overall this is more positive news than they had anticipated. We'll also keep track this week of linebacker Willie Gay Jr. as he suffered a neck injury and did not return to the contest on Sunday. Over to the hardwood, number 7, Kansas got back in the win column last night by beating Cincinnati 74-69. Though the Jayhawks got the win, there are definitely some things they need to work on to get back to the team they want to be. Number 4, Kansas State women's hoops beat number 13, Baylor 58-55 last night. The Wildcats outscored the Bears 28-16 in the second half to secure the victory. The trio of Serena Sundell, Gabby Gregory, and Eliza Maupin all scored 16 points apiece in the contest. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairieland Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairieland Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like 3.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have light rain that continues across central and eastern Kansas with freezing drizzle in extreme northern and northeast Kansas, where temperatures are below 32. Meanwhile, a dense fog advisory had been issued for much of western and central Kansas, where we were getting reports of freezing fog, slick roads, and visibility less than 100 yards in some spots. As this trough lifts north into Nebraska and Iowa today, rain will end for a while with some light drizzle hanging on for a bit. Another round of rain likely late tonight into tomorrow. A break from the active weather Wednesday night into Thursday. For today, across northwestern Kansas, occasional rain. Our high temperature will likely be in the low 30s later on this afternoon. In north central Kansas, widespread dense freezing fog. Our high 35. Cloudy with freezing drizzle in northeastern Kansas. Today's high in the upper 30s. Southwestern Kansas, more dense fog this morning with a high 35. South Central Kansas are high in the upper 30s, low 40s in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As far as what we're seeing in the trade today, livestock side, no trade as of yet in the feedlots. One of the things to keep an eye on is how short bought the packer is after some of the short numbers or small numbers that we had last week. We'll see what direction that may go as far as the market is concerned. Box beef trade, by the way, was higher, up 317 at the close yesterday. As far as the grain markets are concerned, there was a bit higher on the overnight market trade, steady to about 2 cents higher both in the wheat and corn market, and about 5 cents higher as far as the bean market is concerned. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.